This is the Schnitt Show.
If you are just tuning in to the third and final hour on this Monday here on Schnitt, then you might not have known that we just had a couple of gay callers on the show. And I specifically asked for some gay callers in response to my anger over Chelsea Bradley Manning. That's right, that Bradley Manning that as a U.S. Army soldier ripped off 700,000 plus classified documents back in 2013 and gave them to WikiLeaks for publication, doing considerable damage. You know, it varies. Some will say it's more than others. Some will try to downplay the damage. Chelsea Manning, Bradley Manning, was sentenced to 25 years in prison in Leavenworth in Kansas after admitting to the theft and the leak. And the sentence was commuted by President Obama just before he left office back in January. Now, the reason why I'm angry is because yesterday was the Gay Pride Parade in New York City. And guess who was the featured flag waver on top of the ACLU float, the American Civil Liberties Union? Yes, Bradley Chelsea Manning. Being championed, being praised, put on a pedestal, celebrated, really? A leaker that damaged this country? Now, so how many gay calls did I have on before the top of the hour? Did I have two or three? I had three gay callers on just before the top of the hour. And first of all, this is great. I say, hey, I need gay Schnitt callers. And bam, I've got gay Schnitt callers. That's just fantastic. Because look at the spread, the demographics of our audience. We have everyone listening to the program. I think it's fantastic. I said I need gay listeners now. I got gay listeners. And I decided to ask the gay listener, what are your thoughts on Chelsea Bradley Manning being celebrated and heralded on the American Civil Liberties Union float after leaking all this material and damaging the United States military? I don't care if you're straight or gay. You ought to have concern and care for the national security of this country. Because in the end, our enemy is going to use it against whomever. Whether you're straight or gay, we're all Americans, aren't we? 800-801-8999. So I asked for gay listeners, and we got gay listeners. Got a couple of holdovers as well, who I said I'd get to right away. One of those, Kyle in Las Vegas, Nevada. Line three on Kyle. Kyle, you're on Schnitt. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Good, good, good. I absolutely agree with you 100%. I'm a very proud gay man. I've been married to my husband for over 3 years. And what Chelsea Manning did was absolutely wrong.
And the fact that Chelsea Manning, he, she, whatever the identification is these days, to be featured on an American Civil Liberties Union float and to be cheered. What about the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of gay people on the parade route cheering Chelsea Manning?
I know. I don't agree with it. I think what happened was definitely wrong. Like I said, here in Las Vegas, we have a gay pride and we celebrate a lot of fun things, but that was not correct. And also, by the way, being transsexual has a lot of different aspects as far as being gay. You know, being a gay man transsexualism is a little bit different.
Right, but listen, I don't care what you are. I don't care if you're straight. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're black, white, purple. I don't care what you are, even transsexual. You ought to care about national security, and I just don't. I don't want somebody cheered and celebrated for screwing with our country.
Absolutely, that was wrong.
I
agree with you.
Good to hear, Kyle.
Listen to you every day.
Well, thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Have a nice one. Heidi. Let's grab Heidi next on Schnitt. Heidi, you're in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hello, Heidi.
Hey, Schnitt, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm looking at the screen. You're in St. Pete, and when I think of St. Pete, I'm thinking of my favorite burger joint on 4th Street.
El Cap.
Thinking of El Cap, man. The minute I saw St. Pete, I'm like, oh man, I would love an El Cap burger right about now.
Actually, I haven't been there in quite a while, to be honest with you. I'm a slacker.
Get back over there. Come on, you're in St. Pete. Heidi, you're a lesbian, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and your thoughts on Bradley Chelsea Manning being cheered on the float in the Gay Pride Parade in New York yesterday?
Insane and highly inappropriate. Highly inappropriate.
So why do we have hundreds of thousands cheering Chelsea Bradley Manning?
And I don't know, and that embarrasses me. I'm getting used to it, though. As a gay person, most of my friends are not aligned politically with me, and that's fine. We respect each other. It's not a big deal. But I always feel like, I don't know. That's a whole other ball game, I guess. But, I mean, to me, with this situation, to me, this is an extreme example. But it's like the Germans throwing a German pride. We're proud to be Germans party. And throwing Hitler up on a float. Because he's German.
Yeah.
Only because he's German. Not because of anything else. But, so, you know, again, an extreme example. I understand the levity of the difference of the two. But, I don't know. I just don't get it. And it's embarrassing. And it's inappropriate. And I don't know.
Well, Heidi, I think what's great here and what gives me, it's reaffirmation. It doesn't matter really who you are, what your sexual orientation is. There are plenty of people of all walks of life that understand that the United States, our national security, is paramount to our existence. And it was just great for me to say, hey, I want some gay callers right now. And I just got 5 gay callers, and all 5, it's unanimous, are in total disagreement of Chelsea Manning. It seems, being released for... Oh, where do you stand on Chelsea Bradley Manning being released from Leavenworth and having the sentence commuted?
Again, ridiculous. I mean, the woman, is a traitor. There's no other way to get around it. I don't care if she was a good person in real life or if what she did no harm to the country. It doesn't matter. I mean, that baffled me back then, and it still does today.
Well, it seems that, again, 5 gay callers now, folks, opposed to the celebration of Chelsea Manning at the Gay Pride Parade in New York City, and it seems like all the callers think that Chelsea Manning ought to be still in Leavenworth in prison. Hey, Heidi, just out of curiosity, before I let you roll, what do you do for a living?
I'm a routing specialist for a pool company.
Oh, fantastic. And you said that you have friends, so you have straight friends as well as gay friends. All right, fantastic. And do you think that the overwhelming number of gay people in the country would be opposed to Chelsea Manning being cheered on the float, or do you think would be for Chelsea Manning being cheered on the float?
I would like to think they were opposed to it, Todd, but there were hundreds of thousands of them cheering for her the other day, so I don't know.
Yeah. And you wonder what degree of that is like a mob mentality that just kind of kicks in as well.
And maybe they were just cheering for her because she's part of the LGBTQABCD community.
Right.
Fine, yeah. But at the same time, you've got to look at the person as a whole.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's lots of gay and straight people in the world that are terrible people. I wouldn't cheer for them because they're gay or they're straight just based on that fact, you know?
Hey, did you hear about the wedding cake story in Colorado?
You know, I saw the headline, but never got into the article.
So yeah, sure you know what? While I have you on the phone, while I have a real-life lesbian on the phone, let me get your feelings on this. So among the cases the Supreme Court has decided to hear in the final session of the Supreme Court today, the Supreme Court will deal with that wedding cake for the same-sex couple in Colorado. So the justices said they'll consider whether a baker who objects to same-sex marriage on religious grounds can refuse to make a wedding cake for a gay couple. If you remember, the case is going to ask the Supreme Court to essentially look at religious rights of the baker versus the gay couple's right to equal treatment under the law. There have been numerous cases that have popped up where bakers or bakeries didn't want to make a gay or lesbian cake. I've always had the position, and we've had this, we talked about this Colorado case. I think there was a California case, and this particular type of story has come up numerous times on the show over the last decade or so. And my position was that the baker should have the right to really serve whatever customer they want. If the baker wants to refuse the gay couple, well, that should be the baker's prerogative. However, the baker needs to then accept the wrath of a community and take whatever just desserts that's cast upon him.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, did you see that? Hey, so I mean, how do you feel about that? If the baker doesn't want to bake the cake for the gay couple, that should be the baker's prerogative. But guess what? It's freedom of speech, and the baker needs to, in the business community, take whatever's thrown at him. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, you know, we're a free country and free enterprise and capitalism and all that wonderful stuff. And if a baker decides that they don't want to bake a cake for a black family or a gay couple, it's wrong, sure.
Yep.
But I guess it's their prerogative. They're a private business. They own their own company. They can do what they wish. You know, and I'm bothered, I guess, mostly by the, based on a religious aspect, because, well, I'm an atheist. I'm a gay Republican atheist, which makes no sense at all. But, so therefore, I don't get the whole Republic or religious thing, because it just makes no sense to me, no matter what. Even if I was, it wouldn't make any sense to me.
Do you find, you said you're Republican. Are you a conservative?
Yes.
So a gay, atheist, conservative. That's an amazing combination.
I don't have a whole lot of people in my little boat here, but it is what it is.
Well, the boat seems to be floating. Hey, Heidi, thanks for the call.
You're welcome, Todd. Thanks a lot for having me.
You bet. Michael's in Queens, New York. Hello, Michael. You're on Schnitt. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I personally agree with you about not having...
Hey, Michael, our connection's terrible. What kind of phone are you on, and is there any way to improve the quality?
I'm on the cell. Maybe I should take off the earphones and try it that way.
Yeah, I mean, that got a little better. And let's try it now.
Hello?
Yeah, Michael, hello. Yeah, that's a lot better.
Hello?
Yeah, Michael, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, that's a much better. All right, so let's start.
Okay, I totally agree about the... national security problem and glorifying this person who did this. I come from a family, my father was in the military, my brother was in the military, defending our country.
Well, listen, I just think it's common sense. I mean, if you're straight gay, you should want the same thing, and that's a safe United States, and not for our enemies to have exposure to our secrets, military operations, and that's what Chelsea Bradley Manning did and should still be sitting and rotting in Leavenworth, as far as I'm concerned. Michael, that makes right. Now, that's six games.
Can I just say one more thing to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
You said your face.
I'm sorry, your cell broke up. Say it again.
No, the gay pride parade was a little in your face. But I was just thinking about, like, New Orleans on Mardi Gras.
Yep.
When straight people are taking off their clothes and they're exposing their penises.
Guess what? Hey, Michael, same deal. And I said that. The same deal. Oh. I don't care if you're straight or gay. I don't want to see heterosexuals throwing stuff at me. I don't want to see homosexuals throwing stuff at me. I don't want to see ostentatious behavior like that or flat. I don't want to see it on either side. I'm equal opportunity, Mike.
Of course. Okay. Thank you. Nice talking to you. I'm a long-time listener.
Hey, Mike, do you listen to the morning show I do in New York with Len?
No, what channel is that on?
Oh, wait a minute. You're in Queens. Where in Queens are you?
New York.
Where in Queens?
Near Forest Hills area.
Oh, very good. So I do a morning show in New York City every morning with Len Berman. It's Len Berman and Todd Schnitt in the morning, and it's on 710 AM WOR radio from 6 to 10 AM.
WOR, okay.
Yeah. So,
my God, how do you do everything?
I work twice a
your
day.
Schedule is crazy. Huh?
It is crazy. So check out the morning show now. If you've been listening to the Schnitt Show all these years on iHeart, well, now you got to listen to locally. You can listen to 710 WOR, 6 to 10 a.m., and I do a morning show too.
Okay, one more suggestion.
Yeah.
You should do a show on people who are over 60 who have lost their jobs and are trying to get a job, and there's discrimination.
There's no doubt about it that age discrimination exists.
It's so hard to get a job.
It is.
Just look at the age,
yep.
And they tell you nothing, and some of them don't even put your resume in.
It is a shame. No, you're 100% right. I know people in that boat, and they've had a very, very qualified people having a difficult time. Michael, listen to the morning show as well, okay?
Will do. Take care, babe.
Thank you, buddy. Look at that. Wow. 800-801-8999, the nationwide number here on Schnitt. 800-801-8999 is how you get on the program. Now, I still have to deal with the porno teacher out in California. The oil accident. You know, I generally don't do a lot of Pakistani stories, but oh my, are you aware of the oil situation, the tanker truck disaster in Pakistan? Oh, my God. We'll get to that coming up. And then also, I was mentioning the Gay Pride Parade and what happened to Nikki Haley and her son, I find to be unacceptable. And Nikki Haley, former South Carolina governor. Hold on. That's coming up as well.
Schnitt Show.
All right, final half hour coming up next. We've got the Nikki Haley situation in New York, which is just unfortunate. This oil tanker issue in Pakistan is crazy. Do you know about this? How about the airplane that was shaken crazy? And then the porno teacher. Next, hang on.
This is the Schnitt Show.
If you're not following my Schnitt Twitter feed, you're missing out on a portion of the total encompassing Schnitt experience. Yeah, my personal Twitter feed is at Todd Schnitt, at TODDSCH, and is in November ITT, at Todd Schnitt on Twitter. And I'm the only one that operates that Twitter feed. Nobody else touches that thing. Just me. All right, we have a lot of ground to cover before we shut things down today on a Monday. I mentioned Nikki Haley. Let me try to prioritize here what I need to try to get on. And of course, in hour number one, I can't forget about this. In hour number one, I said, we got to dig this back up. That is a lock-her-up chant. Now, is that regarding Hillary Clinton? The answer is no. Nothing to do with Hillary. It's someone else that might need to be locked up. Stand by. I'll explain that coming up in just a bit. Nikki Haley, this is disturbing. And I had mentioned this when we were talking about the Gay Pride Parade and Chelsea Manning, Bradley Manning being honored and cheered. And I mean, really? On the ACLU float, that's great. That makes me just so excited about the American Civil Liberties Union that you're championing and heralding a guy that stole 700,000-plus classified documents and just dispersed them to the world through WikiLeaks. That's just tremendous, ACLU. Well, this is what happened to Nikki Haley, and I'm sorry, this is inexcusable. This shouldn't have to happen. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is Nikki Haley, the former South Carolina governor. And Nikki Haley went on Twitter yesterday and said that she and her son were heckled as they were leaving a restaurant in New York City while the Gay Pride Parade was taking place. Nikki Haley tweeted out, "We, including my son, were booed by patrons saying hateful things as we left lunch at Pride Parade. Our country is better than this. Hashtag hate never wins." Now, we don't know, at least from the story I saw, we don't know exactly where she was in the city or where she was dining. However, it had to be, I would imagine, close to the parade route, and the parade route ran down Fifth Avenue from like the mid-30s, I believe, and then down Fifth Avenue, then in the teens, it cut across to the West Village, and that's where the parade route was yesterday. Haley, I think, is doing a great job as the UN ambassador. I think it's a great position for her, but when she was the governor of South Carolina, the LGBT community wasn't happy with everything she had said. In 2013, she opposed the federal law challenging an amendment in South Carolina's constitution that banned same-sex marriage. The citizens of South Carolina spoke, something that I too believe, which is marriage should be between a man and a woman, is what she said at the time. I'm going to stand by the people of this state, stand by the Constitution. I'm going to support it and fight for it every step of the way. And the bulk of people in South Carolina were opposed to gay marriage. But, you know, even Barack Obama was opposed to gay marriage. I mean, do people forget this? That until it became hip and fashionable, Barack Obama was opposed to gay marriage, believed in civil unions. But Barack Obama was opposed to gay marriages, and then for political correctness reasons, he suddenly came around and he then supported gay marriage. But Barack Obama was against it. You know, I think by definition, I've been very clear about this over the years, I think that marriage is between a man and a woman, the technical definition. Do I think that gay couples ought to have and be afforded all of the luxuries or privileges of a marriage, two men, two women? Should you have all of the benefits of marriage, whether it's insurance, whether it's survivorship? I mean, everything, absolutely. Wills and trusts, absolutely, everything. It's just a civil union. You know, essentially it's a marriage, but I just think by definition in our society, a marriage is a man and a woman, but I want gay people to have all the same rights and privileges. It's just a name thing. It's just the definition of marriage. And again, I mean, I hate to repeat myself here, but Obama was opposed to it on these grounds for years until he finally changed. But for Nikki Haley to be booed and for her to be harassed and to have names yelled at her, I mean, that's unacceptable. You know, with her son in tow in New York City, that shouldn't happen. That's lowbrow, and that's just flat-out crappy. All right, you know, let me get into Lock Her Up. That's right, Lock Her Up. Who should be locked up? Anybody want to guess? Jane, get me off this crazy thing. Yeah, Jane Sanders. Bernie Sanders' wife, Jane. Should we lock her up? She is, and we brought this up in the past, but things are heating up because Bernie Sanders and his wife have lawyered up. Yes, they have. And if you don't know the story, Jane Sanders, who's very outspoken, very supportive of her husband, did a whole lot of TV shots on Fox, on MSNBC, on CNN. I saw her all over the place, and she's still doing live shots during news blocks for whatever the hell reason they have her on. Anyway, we brought this up before. This was during the campaign we mentioned this. Even before Hillary was selected as the party's nominee on the Democratic side, Jane Sanders essentially single-handedly sunk a college up in Vermont. And now she's under federal investigation for this because did she lie and misrepresent in order to get a loan to make an ill-conceived purchase, which economically just doomed this college? If you don't know the story, the feds are now investigating this loan that Jane Sanders, Bernie's wife, took out and for this college, and the loan led to the bankruptcy and the closing of this college. A $10 million deal to buy 33 acres on Lake Champlain. $10 million deal, which Jane Sanders had set up at the Burlington College back in 2010. Now, there were bonds, tax-exempt bonds, which came from Vermont's Educational and Health Buildings Finance Agency. You had a bank in Burlington, Vermont, called People's United Bank. They loaned the college $6.5 million to end up buying the bonds. You had the Catholic Church, which then sold the land. They loaned the school about $3.5 million in a second mortgage. And what happened is Jane Sanders, in order to get the loans, she claimed on financial statements and notes and certified and assured that the college had raised enough money to pay off the debt. Turns out they had not. Sanders had kind of puffed up possible likely pledges and cited like $5 million. And it wasn't covering the nut. And it looks like fraud. If it looks like fraud, if it smells like fraud, it walks like fraud, is it fraud? And the whole probe from the feds, the whole federal investigation, is whether Jane Sanders, Bernie's wife, completely misrepresented, fraudulently distorted the levels of which donors were going to donate money in order for them to cover the nut. And in fact, the federal prosecutors may also be checking out chatter that Bernie Sanders' office might have used some influence, and maybe Bernie himself, for this bank in Burlington, Vermont, to give Jane Sanders and the school the loan in the first place. So, could Jane Sanders be going to jail here? That's why we dug up. You know, in all honesty, Hillary Clinton is just vile. I mean, Hillary Clinton is just a backstabbing, do whatever it takes, private server, private email, lying sack of cankle. All right? Jane Sanders actually seems pretty sweet. But listen, if you broke the law and you lied on financial statements and documents, well, then you might have to be punished here. Yeah, the college went out of business. They shut down last year. And this awful property deal, which they could not afford, that was the reason why the college went under. And the Department of Justice, they're managing this investigation. And it's going to be handled by the U.S. Attorney for Vermont, which apparently still needs to be appointed by Trump. So we'll see what actually. So that's the Bernie Sanders, Jane Sanders situation, if you don't know. But she could be in a whole lot of trouble here. All right, speaking of trouble, we've got this oil spill mess. We've got the Christian preschool teacher, which you've got to see. No, you know what? You better not. You better not look at the pictures. Folks, whatever you do, you better not go to schnitzshow.com. Whatever you do, do not go to my website. Listen to me. Do not go to my website. Do not go to schnitzshow.com. Do not go on today's Schnitt list on Monday, June 26th. Do not look down the list for photo in red and then the story about the preschool teacher and porn. Whatever you do, do not go to my website and look at this stuff. Now, it's not X-rated. The pictures on the website are PG, PG-13. But there's a little issue here. There's a little dilemma with this teacher, and we'll get to it all coming up next on Schnitt. So stand by. If you have a car, a truck, an SUV, well, you know the deal. Sooner or later, your car is going to break down. Every car, truck, SUV owner, you know this. If you're lucky, your vehicle is going to break down while it's still under the manufacturer's warranty. But if you're out of warranty, do you know that an engine or a transmission repair could cost you over $5,000? Just a sensor these days could be a grand or more. Get rid of that hassle. If you've got a car between 3 and 12 years old, leaving the manufacturer's warranty, out of the manufacturer's warranty, I highly recommend you get extended coverage from carshield.com. You pick your mechanic, your favorite mechanic. Maybe it's even the dealership. They fix the car, and CarShield writes the check directly to them when you have the extended warranty coverage. CarShield's been around for like a dozen years. They've paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they're there to help you. They've got a great rating online, Better Business Bureau. People speak highly of these guys at CarShield. So don't get stuck with just a miserable bill. Check into getting the extended coverage warranty for your vehicle from CarShield. Save yourself thousands in potential repairs. Get covered. The ultimate in extended vehicle service protection. That's what they call it. Extended vehicle service protection. And do it before it's too late. Call 800. You can't, like, have the problem and then call. You call now, you have a problem after the waiting period. Well, you're covered. Just call 800-CAR-6100. See, they just don't want people like, you know, and listen, I'm being honest here. They don't want people to, sign up and then the next day, oh, well, look, I have a transmission problem. Because, yeah, there are people that pull a little, scam. But, it's a great service. They've got a great reputation. And they've paid out like close to $2 billion. Call 800-CAR-6100. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention the code TODD or visit carshield.com. Use code Todd and you're going to save 10%. So you call 800-CAR-6100 or go to carshield.com. Use the code Todd in both places. Save 10%. Carshield.com. The code is Todd. A deductible may apply. Back in a moment. Hang on.
This is Schnitt.
First of all, this story out of Pakistan is nuts. A gasoline truck apparently overturned, spilling the load off the side of the road. And in like a ditch area off the side, thousands of gallons of gasoline poured into the ditch. People start flooding with buckets and 1 liter water bottles to scoop up the gasoline. Oh, my God, free gas. Everyone, free gas. People were standing in the middle of this giant pool of gasoline. You know what happened next? When somebody apparently decided to light up a cigarette and smoke. And the whole damn thing went up. Last I saw on the news last night, 150 people burned to death, incinerated. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, unbelievable. Who the hell, first of all, who would stand knee deep, ankle deep in gasoline? I mean, you got to know this is flammable stuff. It's, I mean, crazy, absolutely insane, nuts. And 150 people dead. I mean, I can't even imagine. Can't even imagine that. I mean, just absolute pure insanity. Wow. And then we have the porno teacher. Let me do this quickly. Porno teacher out of California. Used to work at a Los Angeles Christian preschool, but then it was discovered that she was also a porn actress. And the school said you can't do both. But it's a Christian preschool. I think they were going to let her keep her job, but she had to quit porn. And she said, I don't want to quit porn.
I know what I'm doing when it comes to teaching. I'm a really good teacher.
Right.
I love teaching. I love sex. If I can get away with doing both, then I will.
Oh, love sex and teaching. You want to do both.
I guess some people are really tied by that moral code. There's a really big stigma associated with it and how our society views it. But that's not how I am.
Well, I can see why maybe parents don't want their preschoolers also being taught by a porno star.
There are times, like emotionally, I guess, I never thought I would be a porn star growing up. I just seemed different.
Whatever you do, do not go look at the pictures. They're not nude. These are PG pictures. Whatever you do, do not go to schnittshow.com. Do not go to my website. Do not go to today's Schnitt list. And do not look at the pictures of this woman, Nina Sky, on the Schnitt list. Do not look at the pictures on my website, schnittshow.com. See you tomorrow.
Schnitt Show.